The paranoid Jacobin mentality made the revolutionaries more savage and cruel than the king they replaced. Some 50,000 people ultimately died in the Terror, many in political show trials that Simon Schama describes as the founding charter of totalitarian justice. Robespierre summed up the totalitarian logic of the revolution. There are only two parties in France, the people and its enemies. We must exterminate those miserable villains who are eternally conspiring against the rights of man. We must exterminate all our enemies. But what truly makes the French Revolution the first fascist revolution was its effort to turn politics into a religion. In this, the revolutionaries were inspired by Rousseau, whose concept of the general will divinized the people while rendering the person an afterthought. Accordingly, they declared war on Christianity, attempting to purge it from society and replace it with a secular faith whose tenets were synonymous with the Jacobin agenda. Hundreds of pagan-themed festivals were launched across the country celebrating nation, reason, brotherhood, liberty, and other abstractions in order to bathe the state and the general will in an aura of sanctity. As we shall see, the Nazis emulated the Jacobins in minute detail. It is no longer controversial to say that the French Revolution was disastrous and cruel, but it is deeply controversial to say that it was fascist, because the French Revolution is the fons et origo of the left and the revolutionary tradition. The American right and classical liberals look fondly on the American Revolution, which was essentially conservative, while shuddering at the horrors and follies of Jacobinism. But if the French Revolution was fascist, then its heirs would have to be seen as the fruit of this poison tree, and fascism itself would finally and correctly be placed where it belongs in the story of the left. This would cause seismic disorder in the leftist worldview, so instead leftists embrace cognitive dissonance and terminological sleight of hand. At the same time, it must be noted that scholars have had so much difficulty explaining what fascism is because various fascisms have been so different from each other. For example, the Nazis were genocidal anti-Semites. The Italian fascists were protectors of the Jews until the Nazis took over Italy. Fascists fought for the side of the Axis, but the Spanish stayed out of the war and protected Jews as well. The Nazis hated Christianity. The Italians made peace with the Catholic Church, though Mussolini himself despised Christianity with an untrammeled passion, and members of the Romanian Legion of the Archangel Michael styled themselves as Christian crusaders.